This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1878. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 17th, Argentina, Australia, Bougainville, Burundi, China, Cuba, Fiji, Kashmir, Korea North, Korea South, Kosovo, Morocco, North America, Peru, Russia, Slovakia, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Big news this week, just in on May 17th from Adrián Corró, director of RAI, Argentina to the World, is that their experimental broadcasts via WRMI are being greatly expanded to cover all 8 languages of RAI, amounting to 60 transmitter hours per week, probably making them the client second only to Brothers Scare for airtime on WRMI. These are to be phased in starting the week of May 22nd, Monday through Friday only, and after midnight UT, Tuesday through Saturday. Here are the schedule for one-hour broadcasts. At 11, 9955 in Portuguese. At 13, 11580 in French. At 21, 11580 in German. At 22, 11580 in Italian. Also at 22, 5950 in Spanish. At midnight UT, 7730 in Spanish. At 01, 9395 in English, which has already started. At 06, 7730 in Japanese. At 07, 5850 and 7730 in English. At 08, 5850 in Chinese. And at 09, 5850 in Japanese. Some of those times and frequencies may sound familiar. Of necessity, all these new broadcasts from Argentina knock out many other programs on WRMI, including several World of Radio airings. The ones which are not affected are as follows. Sunday at 02 UT on 11580. Monday at 0330 on 9955. Tuesday at 2130 on 9455 and 15770. And Wednesday at 13:15 and a half on 9955. As I told Jeff White, I hope you'll be able to slot us in at some other times. Of course, these will also need to be reconfirmed, as they could also be knocked off by other programs knocked off by RAI. But this is a great thing for RAI and WRMI and for the shortwave listening world to have all these broadcasts available on strong transmitters, audible almost worldwide. RAI does still hope to get their own transmitter back in service in Buenos Aires. That's, I guess, why these broadcasts via Miami are called experimental. Adrián Corró points out that for Spanish and English, news will be updated since there are 2 different transmissions daily for each. And also, the French program is actually only half an hour currently, although there's a one-hour slot at 13 UT. So they have plans to fill the other half hour with a new broadcast in Quechua. This is on track, but has not been confirmed yet. They're going ahead with this because they've already received many excellent reports, reception reports from around the world for the English and Spanish broadcasts already airing via WRMI. Previously, on May 15th, we had word from the German service of RAI that they were also adding broadcasts via those low-power transmitters in Germany, Radio 360, Monday through Friday at 21 UT on 3985, and repeated Tuesday through Saturday at 09 on 6005. So perhaps they too will be adding some other languages. Alan Rowe points out that in order to accommodate Argentina at 21 UT, that requires some of their other relays to be moved. Radio Belarus in German has been moved an hour later to 22 to midnight UT, and Voice of Mongolia in English moved to start at midnight UT for half an hour. Of course, that's way after midnight in Europe. Even lower power is the new shortwave broadcaster in Perth, Western Australia, on 5045, run by a guy named Stefano. He reported to SW Elling Post that he'd started test transmissions on 5045. This was dated the 2nd of May. The transmitter power only 75 watts, but PEP of 300 watts, so I guess it must be in sideband. He already has an FM station on 77.4 with a website www.77400.fm. He says, my test transmissions are at approximately 11 to 14 UT. Thanks to Ian of the Shortwave Sites Group for passing this on to us. This has led many DXers to try to pick him up, although the power is quite low and over quite a great distance. Ron Howard in California has been trying daily, but no luck, versus adjacent stations in India and China. Don Moman in Alberta has also been trying, hasn't heard it yet, he says, but he thinks it's quite possible with a good antenna, since amateur stations running not much more power can be heard from VK6. Brian Clark in relatively close New Zealand says, only on 4 May has there been any evidence of this station. Weak audio heard between 1109 and 1400 by three DXers in New Zealand, including him. A carrier was observed opening on 5044.984 at 1109 UT that day. Subsequently heard disco or drum and bass rhythms at a very weak level at 1350 past 1402. He sent an audio file and got an automated response, just thanking him for the report and saying maybe we'll reply and maybe not. And Ian of Shortwave Sites in Australia says it has not been reported by anyone over the last week. As of May 13th, there were supposed to be antenna problems. And about Radio Australia, Nigel Holmes, who was transmission manager there from 1990 to 2013, has filed an official response to the Australian Senate inquiry about whether ABC and Radio Australia should be required to return to shortwave. There had already been 39 submissions published on the website, and his was number 40, and it's by far the most detailed and the best as far as making all the important points about why shortwave still should be used, and explaining to the legislators who are really not familiar with the subject. I urge you to read it. I'm publishing it in full in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 17-20, via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard in California. It's wonderful to hear this station again. NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, on 3325 after a considerable absence. May 17th from 0904 UT, not many IDs given, but heard several NBC Bougainville IDs at 1022 and the sign-off announcement at 1156. There were segments in English and Pidgin, mostly poor with heavy static interference. There was news in English at first at 0904, at 1000 the usual PNG bird call, and news in English. It suddenly went off the air at 1200 UT. He says most of today's programs seem to deal with the upcoming national election being held in Bougainville and PNG in late June. I imagine we'll be hearing more shortwave activity from them as the election approaches, so keep an ear out on the other listed PNG frequencies. The clandestine for Burundi, Radio Publique Africaine, scheduled 18 to 1858 UT, via France on 15480, is normally half and half in Kirundi and French, as monitored by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria on May 11th and 14th. However, on May 10th, which was a Wednesday, the entire hour was in Kirundi only. And on that day, there was also a problem at the Isidun transmitter site, interrupting the audio signal throughout the program. Ron Howard, California, reports Gan'an PBS China is finally back on its original frequency, 5970, after 6 months of being on the unique frequency of 5979. As observed by Hiroki Komatsubara in Japan on May 13th. Ron heard it on May 14th at 11:27 with traditional Chinese music, and still at 12:30 in Chinese with easy-listening background music. We always suspected that the appearance on 5979 was simply a punch-up error, hitting the wrong button, but it continued for a good 6 months. Visiting Hawaii, Richard Langley from New Brunswick was surprised to hear Radio Rebelde Cuban music programming on a radio of Anacuba frequency, 13740. May 14th, from about 0200 UT until at least 0300. Wonder if this is deliberate transmission. Is it parallel to 5025? I quickly tuned it in and found that indeed it was Rebelde on 13740 in parallel to 5025. While all the other RHC frequencies were indeed parallel to each other with different music. But 24 hours later, it was back to normal on 13740 with Radio Havana programming instead of Rebelde. I suppose they crossed up their feed lines. Something is always going wrong at the Cuban transmitter plants. Or who knows, it could be at the studio. Another anomaly is the timing for the third weekly broadcast of the Esperanto service on Sundays. Claudio Galas in Chile likes to listen to this language, frequently reports it also from China. On May 14th, he was hearing it at 2130 UT on 15730. However, the week before, he reported it at 2330, and before that at 2230. So there you have three different times when it might be appearing on 15730. Cuba also heavily jams the Radio Republica clandestine broadcast brokered by WRMI but transmitted via France on 9490. Current HFCC registration shows there's a strange overlap in transmissions from Europe on that frequency. Starting at 0300 daily is NHK in Japanese, aimed southeastward from Germany. And from 01 until 03 on weekdays is Radio Republica via France toward Cuba. However, on weekends, we know it is expanded an additional hour until 0400. So on UT Monday, May 15th, I listened carefully under the wall of noise jamming, and as far as I could tell, there really were two other signals, one seemingly parallel to Japan on much better 6105 and the other being Republica. So in addition to the jamming, those two stations are interfering with each other. Bruce Churchill in California enjoys DXing by remote receivers and reports getting a QSL from Radio Fiji 1 on 558 kHz, which he heard via a remote in near Auckland, New Zealand, May 9th at 07:15. The reply from Arthur Rounds of the Operations Department said 558 is currently reduced power of 2 kilowatts, but they're planning to return to 10 kilowatts with new medium-wave transmitters and add a new English service with the frequency to be announced. In New Zealand, there's also a 558 at the far southern end, Invercargill, but Fiji was dominating the channel when he was listening at 1,367 miles. Last week, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reported hearing Voice of Kashmir transmitted from Delhi, India, on a new frequency 6100 at 1430 to 1530, instead of the schedule 6030, but suspected of being a mistake because 6100 is the one scheduled for their other broadcast at 0730. Well, indeed, by May 11th, he reports 1430 broadcast back on 6030, and also still there on May 17th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1878. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, where you can read much more, especially in DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Art Peterson in Richmond, California, who sent a check in support to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. May 13th at 12:17, I was hearing three carrier peaks of rapid tonal pulse jamming against nothing on 6039, 6040, and 6041 kilohertz. I suppose that would be North Korea getting ready to jam Shokaze on 6040, but it does not start until 1300. Ron Howard in California agrees, hearing very strong North Korean jamming, a pulsating noise, and also totally blocked reception on 6035 of PBS Yunnan China at 11:55. The strongest and widest jamming he's ever heard against Shokaze at 13 to 14. It is not uncommon for North Korea to run the jamming long before Shokaze starts. And the jamming also reported, heard by Rick Martin in Arizona, around 13:30 UT on May 14th. Ron Howard in California reports hearing Voice of Freedom, the clandestine from South to North Korea on a new frequency, 5920 instead of 6135, thanks to a tip from Mano Ritla of WRTH, May 15th. It seemed to sign on about 11:30 and went off close to 12:38. The white noise jamming was still on the old frequency, 6135. Shortly he follows up saying that the broadcast on 5920 was a test transmission according to Hiroshi's website in Japan. 6020 was also a new frequency, heard May 16th at 10:13 for Voice of Freedom, clearly not Voice of Vietnam at this time. It suddenly went off at 10:17. Once again, the white noise jamming from the north was still on 6135, and 5920 was not on this time when 6020 was on the air. This is explained by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, that they have registered two new frequencies via the Huasung transmitter site. So they may have just been trying them out. They could be used any time during the 24 hours. 5920, 6020, or the original 6135. Hammer Voice of Freedom hours are 03 to 08, 09 to 15, 16 to 20, and 21 until 02. That is 20 hours a day, with one-hour breaks between these transmissions. From MWDX via BCDX, Carl Hunzik of Czechia reports that the last medium wave transmitter in Kosovo is in Pristina on 549 kHz, still active, and relaying Radio Kosovo 1. Although not listed in the handbook, it was reported by Boris Bielik and David Kvitz, two members of the Czechoslovak DX Club who visited the area. At random checks lately, I've not been hearing any signal on 9575 from Morocco. And Ivo Ivanov agrees that Radio Média has not been heard again since May 1st. It could be on the air 24 hours on 9575 in Arabic and French. The Antichrist North American pirate station YHWH was sticking to 7615 for several weeks as his favorite frequency, but lately has been moving around, probably because of some jamming, and staying on the air a bit later than before. On UT May 11th, Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia says he was still on the air at 0537 UT, although the modulation is very low, almost barely audible. And the transmitters seem to be changing frequency slightly. On UT May 14th at 0317, Walt Salmaniv says he was on a new frequency, 7630 with usual shtick. Powerful signal into Victoria. And the new frequency also heard on that occasion by Rick Barton in Arizona at 0347. Then he dropped to 7620 at 0404, says Walt Salmaniv, and then to 7605. Before each frequency change, he announced it before going to the new frequency. And Walt says, I could just make out the music jammer who's clearly there to bother the religious pirate. Rick Barton was also hearing them on 7630 and then 7605. And the next night, UT May 15th, another new frequency, 7700, at TuneIn 0255, where Walt also heard him. And so did I, May 15th at 0317. Then on May 17th, Ron Howard found him on yet another new frequency, 7585 at 0306, still going at 0513. Until cut off promptly at 0525, says Walt Samaniv. Karl Hunzik in Czechia reports Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru on 4810. May 15th into 16th around midnight UT, a weak signal but clear with lower sideband tuning. I reply, Radio Logos must be reactivated. It's not been reported for over a year. This year's domestic broadcasting survey by Acker Peterson had moved it to deleted since it was last reported in February of 2016. Carl Hunzik replies, yes, reactivated. I heard it signing on last Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th at 0902 and 0901. But there was no signal at 0900 on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. At that time, I was listening via a remote receiver in Edmonton, Canada, of course, since it would not propagate to Europe that late. But it is possible later in the European evening, when conditions start around 2300. In the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile reports Radio Chasqui in Peru, read Radio Integridad being the network, on 5980, May 14th, at 2300 to 2310. With instrumental music, hymns, and announcements by the station, a good signal. But I am still not hearing it around 0100 UT, when it used to have a constantly lightening automatic cutoff, and here's why. Alfredo Cagnotti in Peru, who calls himself DX Space Master, reports to the Condish list that Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Cusco, changed its schedule. It's now in the air from 11 to 1630 and 1730 to 2330 UT on 5980. So that will make it much more difficult to hear whether their sign-off is recessing, as I used to hear it around 0100, as 2330 is a bit early for propagation now. Using a remote receiver in Japan, Wolfgang Büschel reports hearing Russia's shortwave station on 7345 exactly, Radio Sakha in Yakutsk, before and after 1000 UT, May 15th. There was a time signal at the top of the hour, which ended 10 seconds late. But nothing could be heard or seen on its other channel, 7295, although the band was full of Asian signals, so 7295 is apparently inactive. At least one of the Radio Slovakia relays via Miami, 21 UT on 11580, will be bumped off by the expanded relays of Argentina. Alan Rowe in the UK, however, reports that Radio Slovakia is heard relayed via call in Germany at 05 in French and 0530 in English on 3985, which were still not in the online schedule as of May 17th. The World Radio TV Handbook has now published its major update to the 2017 edition, showing all the new schedules for the A17 period. And it's free to download in PDF if you go to www.wrth.com. Follow the links for A17. It's 75 pages of very valuable information. Here's just one item. The schedule of English broadcasts, which still remain, from Radio Taiwan International. And there are only three times, most of them for Southeast Asia. 1 hour at 03 UT on 15320. At 11 on medium wave 1359 and 7445. And to the Pacific on 11600. At 15 on 11685. Rick Barton in Arizona, who doesn't mind listening before 5 a.m. local time. Here's the 7445 broadcast. However,
Chi-Com jamming starts about 11:55 before Taiwan is quite over, since the next hour is in Chinese. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program about Argentina's extended relays via WRMI, World of Radio is losing a number of airtimes as a result from WRMI. I think one I neglected to mention, which should still be occurring but needs to be confirmed, is Wednesdays at 10:30 UT on 5850 and 9455. Meanwhile, we still have 9 weekly broadcasts via WBCQ at 2330 UT daily except Saturdays, and 1 hour earlier on Saturdays at 2230, all on 9330 variable compatible USB. In addition, Wednesdays at 2100 on 7490 and UT Mondays at 0300 variable on 5129.82. We're also on a number of AM and FM satellite and webcasting stations. Our full schedule is at worldofradio.com/radioskd.html. With her susceptibility to conspiracy theories and pushing questionable products, I was not a fan of Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Nevertheless, I'm sorry to learn from John Carver that she has been fighting cancer, which has now spread to her bones, so has been off the air for quite a while, a substitute host on the Power Hour. John says she retired from the Air Force as a captain, was a trauma flight nurse, among other things, and served in the first Gulf War. She's also been a staunch supporter of veterans' rights. She supports a group in Texas that shelters veterans and every year collects tons of clothes, medicines, and foodstuff for the vets. In old days, it wasn't uncommon for a vet to call the show complaining about problems they had, and Joyce would take them offline and get their name and address and send them whatever medical help they needed from the Power Mall at no charge. She is at times into conspiracies, but she has a good heart and never stood it when it comes to vets, even when our government ignored them or tied them up in red tape. "I've no axe to grind on either side of this," says John, "but I want it to be known she would march to hell for a vet, and that has to mean something." I don't see anything about her condition on the website, but the program is on the air Monday through Friday at 12 to 15 UT on WWCR 7490 and 13845, and also in the middle of the night, 07-010 Monday through Friday on 4840. I've continued monitoring KBXD 1480 in Dallas, whose day power is 50 kilowatts, and as of May 16th, I heard them with some new programming. The station has been rented, apparently to duplicate what's on the much weaker Metroplex station 700 KHSE, that is, mostly brokered Spanish religion. Thanks to David Koenig for bringing to our attention a useful website, worldradiomap.com. It lists radio stations in many cities of the world, the larger ones anyway, with links to their audio. Checking Oklahoma, however, I find it only deals with Oklahoma City and Tulsa, but it does list even low-power stations in those cities. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G2 moderate geomagnetic storms, peaking May 19th with ANK indices of 48 and 6, but quiet conditions of 5 and 2 starting May 24th. Solar flux barely peaking at 76, May 22nd through 29th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1878.